no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 12th day of May. How are you doing out there? How's your heart? What is God speaking to you, saying to you, teaching you through His Word? I wish I could hear from all of you every single day that has things to share. No matter how you are, I am so glad that you're here and that you're allowing the Word of God to speak to your heart. I pray that you are getting to know God intimately, personally through His Word, as He longs to do the same with you by just meeting with you, talking to you, knowing you, making time for Him. He's supposed to be the most important person, the most important thing in our lives. And I pray that we don't put Him on the back burner, that we don't know Him through someone else's teachings or through things that we've heard about Him that are completely deceptive, but that we know the truth of who God is through His Word. We don't want people to know the wrong things about us. And when we don't get to speak for ourselves, that's exactly what happens when people speak about us. They misrepresent us. They tell false lies about us. They're not false truths. They are lies about us. And for some reason, the false is so delicious. The scandalous is so delicious. We neglect the truth and go straight for the gossip. And I pray that as believers that we would choose better than that. Today we're going to read Psalm 65 through 67, and then we'll skip over just a couple and read 69 and 70 to end. This week we're reading the Modern English Version, Psalm 65 through 67. Praise awaits you, O God in Zion, and to you a vow will be fulfilled. O you who hears prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities are stronger than me. As for our transgressions, you atone for them. Blessed is the man you choose and allow to draw near. He will dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even of your holy temple. In righteousness, you will answer us gloriously, O God of our salvation. You who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of those who are afar off on the sea, who establish the mountains by His strength, being clothed with might, who stills the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of peoples. Those who dwell in the uttermost parts are in awe because of your signs. You make the going out of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare their grain, for thus you have established it. You water its furrows abundantly. You settle its ridges. You soften it with showers. You bless its sprouting. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip abundance. They drip on the pastures of the wilderness, and the hills clothe themselves with rejoicing. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Shout joyfully to God, all you lands. Sing out the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth will worship you and will sing to you. They will sing to your name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in His doings toward mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. There we rejoiced in Him. He rules by His power forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You placed distress on our backs. You have allowed people to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a well-watered place. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will fulfill my vows to you, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the incense of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, but certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine on us. Selah. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the people uprightly and lead the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then will the earth yield its produce, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Psalm 69 and 70. Save me, O God. For the waters have come up to my throat. I sink in deep mire. There is no standing place. I have come into the watery depths, and a stream overflows me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty, who would destroy me, being my wrongful enemies, so that I must pay back what I did not steal. O God, you know my folly, and my sins are not hidden from you. May those who wait on you, O Lord God of hosts, not be ashamed because of me. May those who seek you not be humiliated because of me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have endured insult, humiliation has covered my face. I have become estranged to my relatives and a foreigner to my mother's children. For the zeal of your house has consumed me, and the insults of those who insulted you fell on me. When I wept with fasting for my soul, it became an insult to me. I also made sackcloth my garment, and I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord. In an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your mercy, answer me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire that I may not sink. May I be delivered from those who hate me and out of the watery depths. May the stream not overflow me, neither may the deep swallow me up, nor the pit close its mouth on me. Answer me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn your face to me according to the abundance of your tender mercies. Do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Answer me quickly. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You have known how I am insulted, and my shame and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Insults have broken my heart, and I am sick. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me poison for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. May their table become a snare before them, and may security become a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they do not see, and make their sides shake continually. Pour out your indignation on them, and may your wrathful anger overtake them. May their habitation be desolate, and may no one dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have struck down, and they recount the pain of those you have wounded. Add punishment to their iniquity, and do not let them come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out by the book of the living, and not be written along with the righteous. But I am poor in pain. May your salvation, O God, set me secure on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also will please the Lord more than an ox or bull with horns and hoofs. The humble will see this and be glad, and you who seek God, may your heart live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and take possession of it. The descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell in it. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. May those who seek my life be ashamed and confused. May those who desire my harm be driven back and humiliated. May they turn back as a consequence of their shame who say, "Aha! Aha!" May all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation continually say, "God be magnified." But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together in your word. And I thank you for the reminder that it's not the smell of burned fat of an animal that pleases you, the aroma. It is our worship. And when we are focused on you and our worship, we do not want to sin. We want to please you. We want to obey you. We want to surrender to you. And in that surrender comes the blessing of eternal life by worshiping you. But so many times we expect blessing on our command, on our ask, and we stay present to our sin, our sinful desires that we just want to do, sacrificing nothing. And demanding you to come and bless us and give us what it is that we want and we desire and command it. We have the audacity to command you to bless us in our sin. Convict our hearts, Father. Forgive us and cause us to change. This is my prayer today. May it begin with me. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. Download the new one if you haven't. It's there. It's getting ironed out. Thank you for your patience and your grace in that. And there's so many great things, new features on the new app. So take a look around and explore that. It's very user-friendly, very simple. But change can be hard. I understand. But technology changes. It's one of those things that it's relevant. And you have to pay for relevancy. So with that being said, if you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this has been life-giving to you and you would love to see the spoken word of God go forth globally another day, we thank you to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, that is the number for chronological. Or if you're utilizing the app again, hit the red circle button. It's just slightly left of the give icon up at the top right hand. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the red microphone end, and then the two little icons will come up underneath. Hit the one on the right, chronological. Look for the white trees, birch trees, and it will ensure your call getting to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, DABC. This is Terry from Toledo, and I was just listening to May 6th podcast, and Wrapped in His Grace was talking about all the issues that she was feeling. And I felt that same way when my thyroid was off. And they kept telling me it was perimenopause, and I kept telling them if it's perimenopause, then more people would be jumping off of bridges. I mean, that's how erratical my moods were. I was weight gain. I couldn't sleep. I slept too much. I gained weight. So you might want to check that out, but I just want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we just ask right now, Lord, for wisdom for the doctors, Lord, when she goes in for tests, help them zero in on what is going on and what is the cause, the root cause of what she's going through, Lord. Lord, we ask that you give her wisdom and maybe herbs or whatever that she can take to relieve her from the hot flashes and the mood swings. We just ask that you guide her and direct her, Lord. And we just ask that you bring her into perfect peace. You've got her in your arms, and you're hiding her in your wings. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you so much. And I love this app. Woohoo! Way to go. Awesome job.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible, Chronological Family. This is Divinely Blessed, and I am calling in because I just listened to May 6th prayer requests, and I heard Joyful Joyce speak about her bakery business and wanting to ask for prayers for the decision to quit her new job or go back to the bakery business, and with her emotions. Joyful Joyce, I just want you to know that I completely can understand what you're wondering if you made the right decision, and I hope that you know that he led you to it and he will lead you through it. So I ask our Father humbly to bless you and to guide you in making that next step that you are wanting to and needing to make. I hope that he gives you peace that surpasses all understanding in doing so. Ultimately, he has the path all laid out for you, and he will bless you regardless of what step you take. I truly believe that. I hope you know that we are all here for you, and I hope that you can make that decision and just listen to what your body and soul is telling you in addition to what he is telling you. I did want to call and tell also a little bit of a prayer update, request update. I called in and asked for prayers about my grandma. She is my last living grandma, and she recently texted saying that chemotherapy treatment is almost done and she is feeling pretty good considering, so we are just so very grateful that she is going through treatment as quickly as she is, and she's doing as well as she is. Like I said, I wasn't ready for her to go yet, and thankfully he has given us even more time with her. So thank you all so much. I will continue to listen and pray with you guys and alongside you guys every single day. Have a wonderful day.